Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
College football playoff expert, Mr. Jerry Palm. And Jerry, appreciate you joining us this morning. I think a lot of the talk around college football playoff projections and brackets has kind of centered around, you know, how many teams from each conference can get in. And I know that you've put out a projection on Sunday about your college football playoff bracket. How many SEC teams do you have actually making it into that top 12?
Let's see. I think it was four. Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, and A&M. So poor.
Awesome.
Jerry, with the new the way that they're doing with the weighted strength, you know, schedule where you get hurt more these days for losing to bad teams and you get less help by beating bad teams, with that loss at UCLA, unless they somehow find a way to win the Big Ten, which looks like it couldn't happen, is Penn State completely out now?
Well, I don't know. There's too many games left to say that for sure. They have a game in which they can redeem themselves, and that's at Ohio State later this season. But there's not a whole lot of other chances. I mean, first of all, unless UCLA turns into something that we're not expecting after that 0-4 start, that's going to be a stain on their tournament resume, if you will. That's going to be hard to erase. There just isn't a whole lot of way around it. It's Penn State, though, they have to go to Iowa. Ohio State on the road is their biggest, toughest game left. They also get Indiana at home and Nebraska at home. But Indiana is, a team in the rankings where, they really need to be able to defend their home field, if they have any realistic shot of crawling back into playoff contention. I just think that the UCLA loss, especially if they don't beat Ohio State, even if they beat Indiana, I think that it's an uphill climb.
Jerry, I want to stay right there with the Big Ten. I think this would have been a question that I couldn't even fathom asking when the season started. But, you kind of outlined it. I know you got Indiana going in. If they were to get, boat raced by Oregon, just follow me here. Is there any chance, because like I said, this seemed like I wouldn't have fathomed asking this question a couple of months ago. Is there any chance that we're only talking about two Big Ten teams actually getting in if Indiana were to have a lopsided loss and Penn State were to lose maybe one more game this year?
Well, then one of them would have to lose again because they're going to play each other.
Right.
If it's bad, if they get beat badly at Oregon, I mean, Indiana's only been on the road once this year. That was their last game at Iowa 2 weeks ago now, and they've only won 20-15. So they're going to have to be a little more locked in when they play at Oregon because that's an outstanding team. That'll be a really good test for Indiana. Maybe their second toughest since Kurt Cignetti took over last year. Last year's game at Ohio State being the toughest. I guess Notre Dame on the road in the playoff as well, but I think the game at Oregon is going to be a really strong test of Indiana. Are they the team that beat Illinois 63-10? Or are they the team that beat Iowa by 5?
Jerry, here Georgia Tech got off to a great start. They're 5-0. The win over Clemson doesn't look as good now, but they've got I think 5 of their next 7 games, or their last 7, are teams over 500. Other than Votech this week and Boston College, do they have to beat Georgia and make the ACC title game and potentially win it, or if they beat Georgia and finish in that 10-win range, they got a really good shot at making the playoff.
I think that they've got a pretty favorable schedule. Some of these teams are over 500, but, you know, we're only six games into the season. So, they've got road games with Duke, NC State, and Boston College. Boston College is pretty bad. And Duke and NC State, though, will be challenges. And then their home games, you just have to win. And then they've got a reasonably clear path to the ACC title game. Because they don't have to play Miami. They don't have to play Florida State. So they got a pretty good schedule. I mean, nothing's easy, especially on the road in conference, but if they can get to that Georgia game, you know, what would it be, 11-0? If they haven't got a loss before that game, they're almost a lock for the playoff at that point. But if they take a loss before then, they lose to Georgia. With two losses, 10-2 could get them in, but they probably would need to be – they'd probably need to play for that title. If they don't get a game against Miami or Florida State and they lose to Georgia, it's probably – I would say most likely not going to be good enough to get them in.
Now, real quick follow-up. Now, I know you know a little bit about how – you know, kind of some of the things they weigh when they're on the committee. If they did make it to that game 11-0 and then they got blown out in both those games, though, would they kind of knock them out? The committee kind of say, look, we've seen this before. We've seen kind of Indiana be kind of a team that looked like they were good enough when they didn't play the big boys and then played them and kind of got blown out, so we're not going to put that product in?
I don't know if they'd hold Indiana against someone else. I mean, each team is evaluated on its own merits, and you can't compare – it depends on who their competition is for a final spot in the playoff. Indiana last year is not their competition or who they're fighting for a spot against. So it really just depends on who they're fighting for a spot against. But the relative lack of a strength of schedule, missing an ACC that's not real good otherwise for the most part, and they don't play Virginia either. So Virginia's having a surprising year, and Georgia Tech doesn't have to play them either. So their conference schedule will not help them, which is why they can't really afford to lose any of those games if they're going to make the playoff. They need to win all of their regular season conference games, which would put them in the conference championship game and then see what happens. But likely would put them in. I guess you could have a three-way tie. But, the ACC schedule this year is really weird because the top teams, the Virginia, Georgia Tech, Miami, and Florida State have very few games amongst each other. Oh, and Duke is still undefeated in the league as well. So those five teams have fewer than five games, I think, combined against each other.
Hanging out with Jerry Palm. He is a college football playoff expert. You can find him at palmbrackets.com. Jerry, I want to keep talking about this ACC. Now, you do have Georgia Tech as an 11 seed in your bracket right now, facing off of Texas A&M, and the winner of that one facing Bama. I do find it curious because you just kind of ran down the ACC teams. You've got Florida State in your playoff bracket as well instead of a team like a Virginia or a Duke. Talk to us a little bit about that and what Florida State's resume could look like at that point to put them at an 8 seed.
Well, I still like, you know, Florida State. I think they're, to me, the second-best team in the league. These other teams that are still undefeated, to me, are a little bit unchallenged. As a Virginia loss, we'll see how that looks at the end of the year. And obviously, they can't afford to lose again. Florida State can't. They need to be no worse than 10-2. If you look at the games they have left, they have to go to Clemson. Will Clemson be awake by then? They showed some signs this week, but against the worst team in the conference, most likely. They have to go to Florida, and they showed some signs of life this week as well. But the margin for error for Florida State is over. They got to get to 10-2. Maybe they could get back into the championship game, but if they don't, 10-2 with a win at Florida and the win at Alabama, that's huge for them. So that's a win that, you know, these other teams like Georgia Tech won't have, Virginia probably won't have. You know, those wins, you know, Florida State getting that win at over Alabama, albeit at home, is going to be big for them if they can get to 10-2.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is there a world that we live in where a three-loss SEC team could make the playoff? I think South Carolina, who has a brutal schedule, could end up with three losses, but if they finish strong, maybe. Florida would have to win out, though, to do that. But the just how brutal these team schedules are, is there a world that we lost while playoff at 12 teams that a three-loss team could be in there?
It would have to be a team with a really strong schedule and some good wins. 9-3, it's going to be hard. And it obviously depends on what happens in other places. But a 9-3 SEC team with a really strong schedule, no bad loss, you'd have to have a quality win or two in there as well. Florida pulls it off. Have you seen their schedule?
I'm a Florida fan.
They're going to get to the end of the season and play 12 games, and 8 of them will probably be ranked. It's crazy. So if they pull it off, you know, that's one thing. If you've got a team that somehow lucked into a relatively soft schedule and gets to 9-3, then no, not. You're going to have a strong schedule. You're going to have some quality wins, and then you'll have to see what other teams are doing.
Yeah, there you have it. That's Jerry Palm. You can find him on X at JPPalm85 or at palmbrackets.com. Jerry, appreciate you hanging out with us this morning, buddy.
All right, thanks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.